Listening 19. Listen to Joe talking about his travel to Venice, Italy, with his wife, and decide which sentences are true and which ones are false. Last November, I visited Venice with my wife for the first time. We live in Edinburgh, and we'd never been to Italy before. Venice is an incredible city. Julie and I were fascinated by the photos we saw on the internet, but we were not prepared for the wonderful experience we had. Most of its historical centre is located in the lagoon, an enclosed bay between the mouths of the Po and Piave rivers. There, you can't see any cars or bicycles. You must go on foot because there is no other way to make a tour of the centre. The most incredible thing is seeing canals penetrating the buildings and water lapping on the entrance doors and sometimes covering the hall floors as well. Venice is also the city of bridges. Obviously, to cross canals from one side to the other, you need bridges. And in Venice, you can find lots of them, from the most famous Rialto Bridge to the lesser known, but all the same necessary ones. It's very tiring walking around the city centre, but it's worth the effort. In St. Mark's Square, the very heart of Venice, you can visit the Ducal Palace, where the Doge had his government and Palace of Justice. Now, it's a marvellous museum. From there, across the Bridge of Sighs, prisoners went on their way to execution, sighing for the loss of their lives. Another wonder to visit is the bell tower that dominates the skyline of the city. From the top, you can enjoy one of the best views of the Grand Canal and the city. And then you can't absolutely miss St. Mark's Basilica, one of the best examples of Byzantine art. Wherever you look, you can spot wonders: golden mosaics, floor marble mosaics, engraved external marbles, and the impressive terrace with four bronze horses. In reality, they are copies, as the originals are in the museum inside the church. They were taken away from Constantinople by Doge Enrico Dandolo during the Fourth Crusade. Two other Venetian pearls are the two isles of Murano and Burano. They can be reached by ferry from St. Mark's Square. Murano is well known for the artistic production of glass. Wherever you go, you can appreciate the wonderful and colourful creations of glassmakers. Burano, instead, is famous for its lace and its coloured houses. A particular characteristic is also its bell tower, which is leaning, like the one in Pisa, because it is sinking into the ground.